Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Multiple Raw and SmackDown stars appear on NXT ahead of Worlds Collide, and Eddie Kingston's suspension has been lifted, and he has a match at AEW All Out. For Wednesday, August the 31st, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
I've held that title before, homeboy, and at Worlds Collide, I plan on holding it again and being two-time North American champion.
We dance at Worlds Collide for the NXT Women's Tag Team Titles.
Go out there and unify those titles. Do it for the memories of NXT UK. Do it for the future of NXT Europe. And do it for British Strong Style.
You must beat Bron Breakker and unify those titles. European wrestling depends on it.
If you don't win on Sunday, everything you've said for the past year is garbage.
You have the opportunity to make history and carry on the women's legacy here in NXT. You look confident. Don't screw it up.
You represent the NXT title. You add to your legacy. You add to our legacy.
Don't underestimate the moment, and don't underestimate your opponent.
So let's go through the names of who rocked up on NXT 2.0 last night. We saw Ricochet after Carmelo Hayes revealed that he wouldn't be defending his North American title at Worlds Collide, throw down the challenge for just that, a North American title match at Worlds Collide. He then dispatched both Trick and Melo before holding the championship up. It looks like these two are going to have an absolute banger on Sunday. We saw Blair Davenport backstage being interviewed and approached by Rhea Ripley, who told Blair Davenport that she had the chance to make history at Worlds Collide by combining the NXT and NXT UK women's titles, informing her not to screw it up. After Caden Carter and Katana Chance defended their women's tag titles against Ivy Nile and Tatum Paxley, they were interrupted by Raw stars Doudrop and Nikki A.S.H. And they threw down the challenge for a tag title match at Worlds Collide on Sunday. Both parties ended up shaking on it. There is some speculation here that potentially we could see Nikki A.S.H. and Doudrop renamed coming out of or heading into Worlds Collide. Because there were conversations from Doudrop that Triple H is keen to get Piper Niven back, and there are conversations about a name change. We know that Nikki A.S.H. is certainly overdue a gimmick reprisal as well. So this could be the point where that potentially happens. Just a thought. Tyler Bate was approached backstage by Finlay. He loves to fight. He handed Tyler Bate an iPad, and Pete Dunne was FaceTiming him on the iPad. Bit of a pep talk from Dunne, encouraging him to win on Sunday for the memory of NXT UK. They even had a little bit of banter about TakeOver Chicago that time. Bate also bumped into the Intercontinental Champion Gunther. He told Bate to bring the version of himself that battled him in Cardiff for 45 minutes. Do take time to watch NXT UK TakeOver Cardiff, right? It's a brilliant show, and that main event between then Walter and Tyler Bate is exceptional. Gunther tells Tyler Bate that European wrestling depends on it, on Sunday on him unifying the titles. Nice little throw to NXT Europe there. Mandy Rose was confronted backstage by former NXT Women's Champion SmackDown's Shayna Baszler. Shayna told Mandy that she'd better win on Sunday or everything Mandy has said for the past year is garbage. They had a little bit of a tete-a-tete as well about the show in Cardiff on Saturday with Shayna Baszler challenging Liv Morgan at Clash at the Castle. Bron Breakker was approached by Finn Balor, who told Breakker to uphold the lineage that he had created and advised Bron, don't underestimate the moment and don't underestimate the opponent. He also had a chat, did Bron, with Ciampa. Gave him another pep talk, saying that he would be fighting for their combined legacy on Sunday with Bron Breakker. So a lot of faces popping up on NXT 2.0 last night ahead of this Sunday's Worlds Collide. We had another match added to the lineup, as well as Carmelo Hayes and Ricochet for the NXT North American title. Nathan Fraser and Axiom were having a nice chat backstage and decided they should have a best of three match because Nathan Fraser was upset that he never got to wrestle A-Kid in NXT UK. And they joke that they're different people. Yeah, it's good. But they're doing a best of three rounds match, a sort of Heritage Cup rules match at Worlds Collide. Also announced as well as those two matches, the NXT and NXT UK tag team titles will be combined when Gallus faces Diamond Mind, Brooke Briggs and Jensen, and Pretty Deadly. Diamond Mind, Briggs and Jensen, and Pretty Deadly, along with Gallus, fighting for the undisputed tag team championships of NXT. Caden Carter and Katana Chance will face Nikki A.S.H. and Doudrop, as we have said, for the NXT Women's Tag Team titles. Mandy Rose and Mako Satomura and Blair Davenport will compete in a triple threat match for the NXT and NXT UK Women's titles. And, of course, that huge main event, Bron Breakker, the NXT champion, faces the NXT UK champion, Tyler Bate. Winner take all to determine an undisputed NXT champion. Tell you what, Worlds Collide, shape it up in ring to be quite a special night.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
You better not cool up, cause you're the world is cold, but I'm on to love. I said the world is cold, but I'm on to love. And you're the world is cold, but I'm on to love. If you see me staring at you, better not cool up. I said the world is cold, but I'm on to love. I said the world is cold.
Eddie Kingston's AEW suspension is being lifted. Tony Khan shared on Twitter last night that Eddie Kingston will be in action at AEW All Out. He will be part of the 0 Hour pre-show, and he is going to be facing an old enemy. Not the one you're thinking of. He is going to be in action with somebody that he faced in New Japan Strong, Tomohiro Ishii. Oh, they're going to tear lumps off each other. Eddie Kingston's suspension now lifted. This follows a backstage altercation between himself and Sammy Guevara last week. Now, Sammy has addressed the altercation previously, but he talked about it a little bit more in his latest video blog, saying there's been so much random drama and random stuff that's been said this past week or so, and it's exhausting to see blatant lies said about me or shade being thrown. You know, I've read so much random stuff where it's just like, why? Where are they getting this? It's people making up stuff. I saw something that said, I'm difficult to work with. Not a lot of people want to work with me, which is not true. But the problem is, because of the internet, people don't know the difference. So when people spread those rumors, regardless if they're true or not, no one fact checks. These things are taken as fact, and you know they can affect me. Last Wednesday, I was reading a bunch of SH1T and I was starting to feel a little down. And before I left, a guy who was an extra there actually came up to me. He said, I wanted to tell you, you're one of the people who said hi to me today and it made me feel welcomed. And he just thanked me for doing that and it made me feel good. So little things that people don't even understand where it could change someone's mindset. I was feeling a little down, like maybe I'm a bad person. Then this person comes up to me, tells me it's okay. And it's like, okay, the internet's not real. I know what's real. And I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm just going to keep pursuing my destiny and keep working towards it until I get it. Sammy Guevara having a little heart-to-heart with himself, it seems, on his video blog following the backstage issues that he has had with Eddie Kingston. Clash at the Castle predictions later today on the Cultaholic YouTube channel is myself and Adam Pacitti having a guess at what's going to happen on Saturday in Cardiff. Also on the YouTube channel right now, you can check out the 10 unsung WWE Ruthless Aggression heroes and the 10 most unlikable WWE babyfaces ever. You may agree or disagree with a few of them. I agree with all of them. Just putting that out there. YouTube.com/cultaholic. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.